USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
President Trump signed a bill extending current levels of government funding into the new fiscal year late Wednesday night, averting a partial government shutdown after allowing government funding to lapse briefly. The continuing resolution allows the government to keep functioning in the new fiscal year and keep the funds flowing until December 11th. Democrats and Republicans still working on a new coronavirus bill. So far, no deal has been reached. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Thursday is being recognized as Vegas Strong Day in Nevada. With more on why, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A solemn remembrance ceremony held today on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at a country music festival across the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. 58 people died and more than 800 were injured when a gunman opened fire from an upper floor hotel room. At that solemn ceremony, Governor Steve Sisolak said he remembered seeing everyone from professionals to ordinary folks helping others even while the shots were still being fired.
To the families, you suffered a loss I cannot begin to imagine. Know that you are not alone. Our hearts and our prayers are with you every single day for the losses that you suffered.
The Washington Monument is back open after being closed for 6 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A light day of campaigning for President Trump as he's spending this afternoon hosting a roundtable with supporters in New Jersey. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence is campaigning in Iowa. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be campaigning virtually on Thursday. Both candidates on Wednesday had plenty to say regarding the debate that took place on Tuesday.
The verdict is in, and they say that we, all of us, won big last night. I held Joe Biden accountable for his 47 years of lies, 47 years of betrayal, and 47 years of failure. I held Joe accountable for shipping your jobs and dreams abroad.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, but the President of the United States conducting himself the way he did, I think it was just a national embarrassment.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is surveying the damage of the glass fire in Santa Rosa, which has burned more than 48,000 acres in Napa and Sonoma counties. Speaking with reporters in Santa Rosa, the Democratic governor says they currently have 17,000 active firefighters working to extinguish fires across the state.
We peaked just shy of about 20,000 active firefighters supporting our mutual aid system from states as far as New Jersey and with substantial resources from states like Texas, including our neighboring states.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.